I'm now going into the discussion of the cross-cutting issues more on a general basis, as you requested, and as I understand, we later on go in two or three more details. And maybe related to this and also reacting to the intervention by the United States, I think it would be useful if they could maybe give us some additional information on the proposals that we just heard related to the future program of work. I think this would be very useful, because what we heard was very interesting, and I think more detail would help us all. So this is kind of an invitation. Then going into the cross-cutting issues. Several of the points which can be considered as cross-cutting have already been touched upon by some delegations during the discussion of the articles of the convention. And here we ourselves want specifically to point to the European Union statement on Article 12, to which we fully align, of course, and which includes relevant elements for this current debate as well. In our national capacity, we are looking very favorable towards those ideas that would allow us to react to unforeseen developments, be it events that have an effect of the conduct of our work, or those that need rapid reaction in our field of expertise. And the most obvious solution to do this are the proposals presented by the UK in their working paper to grant more decision authority to the meeting of state parties. The need for increased flexibility is also strongly related to the rapid advancements in life sciences, which are even accelerated in convergence with other new technologies such as artificial intelligence. And many delegations in this room have referred to this in their general statements on Monday. Consequently, we are also very supportive, and this has also been already discussed during an article discussion, of a science and technology review process, and more specifically of a board of experts and scientists as proposed by Germany. It is really not wise to continue our work without this support. And as we have already expressed in our statement during the general debate, we are open to renewed discussions on the verification instrument and believe we should continue to explore this issue in greater depth also during the review conference. And finally, we recognize the importance of the work conducted by the ISU in supporting state parties in their implementation efforts and their role in facilitating the conduct of our meetings. And this is why we are in a position to support the strengthening of the ISU's role and also to consider proposals by state parties in this regard. And we will come back on the program of work later on. Thank you.